This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2033. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 8th, Alaska, Algeria, Australia, Bangladesh, Bougainville, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Greece, Guam, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea South, Mexico, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Sarawak, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook.
Standard disclaimer. As we noted last week, KNLS Alaska returned to the air after a few weeks off by April 23rd. However, on May 2nd, there was something strange. I had been hearing the English broadcast at 14 UT on the scheduled frequency of 9580, but on May 2nd, they had suddenly jumped to 9695. And the following hour in Russian at 15 UT was also on 9695 instead of its scheduled frequency I had heard previously, 9730. A look at their complete schedule showed that KNLS is scheduled on 9695, but only at 08 to 10 UT in English and Russian. So this turned out to be a mistake. They failed to change frequency after that. The intervening broadcasts between 10 and 14 on 9580, 7355, or 7395 may also have been on the incorrect frequency, 9695. But the next day, May 6th, they were back on the proper frequency, 9580 for English at 14. And about the beeps constituting jamming against Algeria via France we mentioned last week, I've heard a number of other instances of this, such as on 7295, May 2nd at 0521. The rate of these beeps is about 10 times per second. Then on May 3rd at 0439, the beeps were heard interfering with Algeria via France on 6050. We were speculating, trying to figure out who would want to jam Algeria, which is broadcasting mostly the Quran. Could it be a Shia versus Sunni conflict? However, during the hours that Algeria is running two frequencies, only one of them has the beeps. Then Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, explains, "This is not jamming. It's a typical tweet of one of the two transmitters via Issoudun, France." Two different types were heard for Radio France International in French at 07 to 08 on 13695 and 15300. Well, I simply could not imagine TDF or MBR being so defective doing this to itself, especially for 5 years. Ivo did not say how this was determined, but one way would be to monitor the start and end times of the transmissions of RTA Algeria and see whether they match exactly when the beeping goes on and off. So that's exactly what I did. May 6th, I tuned in before 1800 via the U20 SDR in Holland. 13820, no signal yet. But at 18 UT, the Algerian relay and the beeping start at exactly the same time, as well as some following broadcasts. At 1900, the beepery had switched to 11985, while the second frequency, 12060, was free. Both went off at 1957, and at 2000, the next pair came on, 9655 with the beeping, and 9510 in the clear. And in that case, at that hour, they immediately went into nothing but Quran, while some earlier broadcasts, although it's the Quran service, were mixed in with other Arabic programming and some French news on the hour. Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts had an ID on 6065 with Quran recitations, midnight 58 past 0120 UT on May 7th. It might have been extra Ramadan broadcasts from Iran, but John Filiozzi and Gilles Letourneau think it's probably Algeria, with some additional frequencies for the Quran service during Ramadan. Ivo Ivanov says, on May 7th, there was an unscheduled frequency of 5930 between 04 and 05, parallel to 6050, and then at 05, there were three frequencies in parallel, 6125, 7295, and 5930, but it went off at 0525. Ron Howard upon Asilo Mar State Beach, California, believes this is a new earlier cutoff time than last month for Radio 4KZ in Queensland, Australia, 5055. On May 4th and May 2nd, they went off around 10:05 UT. And Ron Howard also reports on NBC Bougainville 3325 on May 1st. Music was running much later than usual, but it was mixing with Voice of Indonesia. 12:04 to 12:06, NBC News, a PSA about COVID-19. And from 12:07 to 12:30, a long monologue by a native speaker of English, but it could not make out what it was about. An unusual format for NBC. At 13:01, both NBC and Voice of Indonesia on 3325 with the news, mixing together rather badly. An unusual day. Then on May 7th, Ron Howard reports again on NBC Bougainville, 3325. Heard from 12:01 till tuned out, it was still going, at 14:10. It was a special broadcast of NBC, running well past their normal cutoff time of 1200, in both Pidgin and English, health PSAs, and a lot of Pacific Islands pop songs. At 14:01, the usual PNG national radio song. Wonderful to find them on the air, he says, for such a long time, especially as reception is helped by my local Sunrise. Harold Sellers in nearby BC has an update on CFVP Calgary, Alberta, on 6:030. He got this from a station engineer. Last week, the ground at the base of the shortwave tower was underwater. Not sure what it is like now. We have to replace a couple grounding rods and ground wire. As soon as we can do that, we should have it back on the air. That was as of 6 May. And more about this when we get to Cuba non. China's relay via Cuba in English to North America at 14:16 UT on 11880 has been missing quite a bit lately. Wolfgang Büschel and I note no signal there on May 3rd and 4th and 6th, but it was on the air May 5th. On May 6th at 0205, I was again hearing an off-frequency hit from 711 kHz against legitimate 710 stations like KCMO, and even stronger at 0222. And by listening carefully, I could hear a beat of about 3 hertz between two off-frequency signals on 711. Radio Rebelde is the main Cuban service on that frequency. They're on there only to block WAQI Wacky 710 in Miami. According to WRTH, there are 7 Rebelde transmitters all over Cuba, supposedly on 710. So it's not right to say that Radio Rebelde is on 711 instead of 710, as if there were only one of them. One of the new frequencies of Radio Havana Cuba I reported last week, 9340, April 30th at midnight 21, turned out to be a one-shot. Nothing heard there on following days around the same time. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba. Another new frequency, however, 11800, has continued, and by listening carefully we can hear parasitic, just barely audible spur carriers, 10 kHz above and below, which is exactly what used to happen on 11850, so that is the frequency it has replaced. The English broadcast at 23 UT seems to have permanently moved from 11880 to 7380. Wolfgang Büschel pointed out that the higher frequency really wasn't making it to Africa, its alleged target. Many mornings, but not every day, we continue hearing a panoply of extremely distorted FM-AM spur blobs on the 13 MHz band emanating from the 13700 transmitter of RHC. For example, May 2nd, they ranged from 13436 to 13900. The other morning transmitter on 13740 does not do this, but obviously the same defective 13700 transmitter is retuned to 13740 for the afternoon broadcast. May 2nd at 21:16, it was putting out spur blobs between 13545 and 13999. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba, and here's something even more wrong. Rick Barton in Arizona reports 11760. The RHC frequency was instead carrying spy numbers. May 4th at 22:45 for a few minutes, but resumed regular RHC programming at 22:51. Cuba non, as we had predicted, Radio Marti turned off overnight broadcasts as of May 2nd. Stephen Luce in Houston was monitoring at 0400 UT when the three frequencies went off the air, 6030, 7335, and 7435. Now, if only the Cuban jamming will also be turned off, but we can't depend on it, at least for a while. Should they do so, clearing 6030, we may have a chance to hear the reactivated CFVP in Calgary when that happens, 6030. Another frequency, a station which has been blocked over here on 6030, is Radio Oromia in Ethiopia. Ron Howard hopes he'll have a chance to hear that after 0400. And John Filiozzi says it's too bad. Marti's best program, an hour of Cuban traditional and popular music, ran at 04UT on weeknights, but not anymore. On May 1st, Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reported, after four unsuccessful attempts over the last couple of months, today Radio 208 finally began broadcasting on shortwave 5805. The American Bell 250-watt transmitter blew up three times in the process. Then a new British-built 250-watt transmitter was purchased, but it turned out that the maximum power it could radiate was 164 watts. However, it's a fine transmitter, so this has now successfully been put into operation, running about 75 watts to be increased to 150 later. The transmitter site is Hvidovre, a suburb of Copenhagen, and the aerial is a dipole. You may recognize that town, Hvidovre, as the one-time location of the World Radio TV Handbook. Both 5805 and medium wave 1440 are running 24/7. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing it May 2nd at 1853 to 1925 with songs in English, week to very week, and strong fading. ID in English at 1911. This is Radio 208, Copenhagen. However, Harald Kuhl in Germany reports to the British DX Club about 5805. There were some changes on Monday, May 4th, I heard World Music Radio with its tropical music format, but the previous day, May 3rd, it was Radio 208 playing rock music, but quite good signal for 75 watts and good AM modulation. World Music Radio is Stig Hartvig Nielsen's other station, normally on 5840. Dan Robinson was hearing that at 1648 UT on May 7th with pre-recorded IDs and reggae music via a Swedish SDR, and he heard the 5805 station as well via the remote in Sweden. It's all Greek to us, but it seems the 9420 frequency has been relaying domestic services from Greece rather than the external service Voice of Greece. Zaharias Liangas in Greece says the Voice of Greece was again being heard May 5th at 1918 with traditional Greek songs. It seems the lockout is now over for ERA personnel. Even the ERT service still continues to air the same program as in the previous week with continuous news. The lockdown stopped on May 4th. 9420 used to close around 07 UT, but Ivo Ivanov and Mauno Ritla noted it had been extended well past then, closing at 0946 or 48 on May 7th. Via NordDX and Shortwave Bulletin, Ulmark Vik in Sweden forwards the message he got from KTWR Guam on April 27th with an EQSL, and they gave the current schedule of their DRM broadcast, three of them, 1026 to 1056 on Sunday in English to India on 15200, and at the same time on Wednesday on 11995 in Mandarin and Cantonese to China, and on Thursday at 1230 to 1245 to Japan and Japanese on 7500. Also, they say in response to the current health crisis, we have extra broadcasts going to China on 9910 at 1100 UT Monday through Friday. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2033, bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from John Boyle, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Joe's Jacob reports, on May 1st, the government of India has extended the national lockdown due to the coronavirus till May 17th. It's likely that the external services of All India Radio may resume only after that day. However, AIR is providing some external services via YouTube, half an hour in various languages, including English, at 1400 and again at 1600. You may see the exact links to those via the World of Radio IO group. About Ramadan in Indonesia, Ron Howard says, I have not noticed much different on shortwave. I've been regularly checking for any activity from RRI Ternate 3344.86 Meraki on 3905, or Nabire 6125 or 7289.92. But through May 5th, all have been silent. Rather sad, as in past years, Ternate often came on just for Ramadan. I'd hoped that R.I. Palankaraya's local programming might return again to 3325, but the external service, Voice of Indonesia, continues to be heard with their various languages. It was only Bangladesh Betar 4750 that dropped the external service during this Ramadan in favor of their home service programming and has an extended schedule well beyond the times of their former external service. Ivo Ivanov provides the latest monthly frequency changes for Seabreeze, Shokase, JSR from Japan about North Korean abductions. The 13 to 14 UT broadcast is on 5920 and 6165, replacing 6040 and 6070, including English only on Thursdays. The next airing at 16 UT is on 5955 and 7325, replacing 5920 and 5980. Ron Howard laments that the new frequency choices are bad ones, suffering interference from other Asian broadcasters on 5920 and 6165. Ron Howard monitors the latest weekly frequency jump-arounds for the South Korean clandestines to the north as of Monday, May 4th. VOP on 3475, 3905, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600, checked at 0930. While VOH on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100 at 0925. Ron Howard also reports the South Korean Marine Weather Station HLL2 in Seoul, 5857.5 AM. May 5th at 1208 in English, fairly readable, with marine conditions, wind direction and speed, wave height in meters. He says, nice to have such clear audio now. For many years, it had distinctive, muffled audio. Ron Howard also heard Radio Educación, Mexico City, 6185, April 29th, going off at 10:09, with her new extended schedule causing significant interference for CHBC China. CHBC has a much stronger signal than last year, and at 0940 May 4th, they were mixing together badly. The mighty Farty KBC changed its frequency to 9925, effective in May, for its UT Sunday midnight to 02 broadcast for North America via Germany. However, John Collins in Birmingham, UK says, nothing on the frequency heard at all. I was also checking this May 3rd at midnight 27 via my own receiver and remotes. It was just barely audible here in mid-America. They might have done better with a compromised 7 MHz band channel. However, it did reach the East Coast and signaled into a remote in Maine. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Jerry Coatsworth in Ontario reports getting a non-QSL from the pirate Radio Azteca. The message from Bram Stoker there says real cardstock QSL cards are still available for excruciatingly detailed reception reports posted on radio forums with your postal mailing address. And rest assured that if the details are not excruciating, we still have coveted rejection cards and rejection cards and non-QSL cards. Jerry Coatsworth got his full data thumbs down, bright yellow non-QSL, for not hearing Radio Azteca on 5170, April 15th at 9:38 p.m. EDT. All in 12 days for doing absolutely nothing. Manuel Mendez in Spain got this message from Peru's Radio Tarma on approximately 4775, translated, due to the economic recession as a result of coronavirus and the current government's lack of interest in supporting radio stations, we've been forced to reduce our transmission time on shortwave. The current schedule is 11 to 14 and 20 until midnight UT. As soon as the economic situation improves, we will return to the previous schedule. On May 5th, Joe's Jacob in India reported receiving a message from Radio Pilipinas that they were back on the air as of May 1st. And shortly he did hear the 1730 to 1930 broadcast on 9960, 12120, and 15190. Their other external service is at 02 to 0330 UT. I tried to hear it via remote receivers in several Australasian countries, but could not hear anything on any of the three frequencies, 12010, 15640, and 17820. However, Ron Howard says he could Hear English on 15640 May 6th at 0238. Let's not get too excited about it, since the Voice of the Philippines is Dictator Duterte's government station. Meanwhile, he has just closed the largest commercial radio and TV network in the Philippines, ABS-CBN. There were reports about this in BBC News, Al Jazeera, and from ABS-CBN itself. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight was hearing two of the three frequencies for VOP, the 1730 broadcast May 5th, 9960, and Better 12120. In IRCA, Patrick Martin in Oregon says, ABS-CBN is one huge network in the Philippines. I have several of their stations QSL'd. Their TV network is worldwide, offered in the U.S. via a stream or dish. This is quite a shock, like shutting down CBS, NBC, ABC, or Fox in the U.S. Romania's Spanish to Latin America at 23 UT on 11800 is now blocked, or at least heavily interfered with, by Cuba going on that frequency. Not really concerned, there's already a Spanish broadcast to Latin America on 11800. Ron Howard reports on May 5th that Radio Nyawa Sarawak via Tashkent has resumed shortwave broadcasting on 11890. Now on daily from Monday to Friday, a new schedule. Tune in at 11.04 until off at 11.58, although their website still lists the former schedule at 10 to 11 UT. It's in vernacular, mostly phone conversations, one brief spot in English about corruption in East Malaysia. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been in contact with Jim Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N, of the new station Radio Emma Talk, E-M-M-A-T-O-C, World Service, via WRMI, UT Mondays at 0100 on 9455, in addition to UT Thursdays at midnight on 9955. It's also on Channel 292 in Germany, Unique Radio in Australia, and World FM in New Zealand. World of Radio also has a new time on WRMI to be confirmed. I see on their schedule grid, UT Sundays at 0300 on 5800. So we're finally back on the air with a chance to hear us Saturday night. 5800 is WRMI number 10 at 160 degrees, the same as number 3 on 9955. But 5800 is always good here, never above the MUF, nor is it jammed like 9955. WBCQ has unexpected interference to its new frequency 6160, actually somewhat variable on the minus side. During Ramadan, Iran has an extra broadcast at midnight 23 to 0120, making a heterodyne with WBCQ, such as during the second half of Alan Weiner Worldwide on UT Saturdays. But they're aware of the problem as discussed on the program and have filed a complaint. All three WBCQ frequencies were carrying Hal Turner, May 1st at 0158, 6159.917, 5130, and 7490.04, and presumably also on WRMI 9455, but this ends at 0200. A reply about him from Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany. You should have heard what Hal Turner had to say in defense of President Trump's disinfectant injection ideas, or his insulting politicians and anyone else who was not really understanding what the president said. When I first saw the press conference excerpt, I was shocked that nobody of the medical experts stood up against it immediately. In Germany, remarks like these add to the view of a dysfunctional presidency and to fears that this will carry on for another term. I have been rebuked on this group for getting off topic, but in my humble opinion, the shortwave listening hobby is not only about logging and verifying rare stations, measuring off frequencies, or noting irregularities, but mainly and mostly about learning about cultural differences and reflecting about what you hear. Vatican Non, 9610, May 1st at 1242. I was hearing some otherworldly music and religious talk in Russian. It's Vatican Radio via U.S. AGM relay in Tanang, Philippines, violating separation of church and state. In case you think I exaggerate, the U.S. government should not be favoring any religion over another. If it's okay to make a relay deal with the Catholics, any other ilk could expect or demand the same privilege. Why not Brother Scare via Greenville? NBC Radio 1, Lusaka, Zambia, had been out of air for some time from 5915, notes Manuel Mendez in Spain. However, on May 5th, Ray Robinson of the other Zambian station, Voice of Hope, Says local info from Lusaka says that ZNBC1 on 5915 is back on the air this evening, May 5th. Apparently they had a fault, now fixed. However, on May 7th, Manuel Mendeth found Zambia, NBC Radio 1, on a different, new frequency, 5995, at 0443 to 456, a fair carrier but very weak audio and vernacular. Via a remote receiver in South Africa, the signal was strong. At 0456, the signal cut off abruptly, and at 0530 had still not returned, surely due to a power failure. He had also checked the SDR remote receiver in South Africa the previous evening. There were frequent cuts in transmission observed, surely due to power outage. Note that 5995 is already occupied by another African broadcaster, Mali, which opened at about 0530 on the same frequency. Well, let's hope Zambia goes back to where it's supposed to be, away from Mali, 5915. Please note that my DX, SWL, and media program guide has been updated as of early May. You can reach it via worldofradio.com. Dave Haskell forwards an interesting article to the IRCA group titled Reflected Tsunamis and Space Weather by Dr. Tony Phillips. When the Earth trembles, even the edge of space moves. Researchers have known for decades that earthquakes and tsunamis send waves of air pressure to the very top of Earth's atmosphere. Up there in the ionosphere, the waves scramble GPS signals and interfere with radio communications, much like solar flares do. Earthquakes, it turns out, can mimic space weather. A new paper published in the research journal Space Weather shows that earthquakes and tsunamis may in fact affect the ionosphere much more than previously thought. As 2020 unfolds, the Sun is experiencing one of the deepest solar minima of the past century. There are no solar flares. At a time like this, earthquakes and tsunamis rule, mimicking stormy space weather in the absence of the real thing. The authors of this are led by Min-Yang Zhou of the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, UCAR, in Boulder, Colorado. They studied the March 2011 earthquake in Japan. Using satellites and ground-based GPS receivers, they took a close look at what happened to the ionosphere over Japan in the aftermath of the quake. It was disturbed. Surprisingly, though, the ionospheric disturbances did not peter out after the initial quake and tsunami. They kept going for many more hours because of reflected tsunamis. The tsunami was reflected by multiple sources such as seamounts, islands, and ridges. These reflections created multiple concentric tsunami wave patterns in the ocean. Bouncing back and forth across the Pacific, reflected tsunamis kept the ionosphere above Japan disturbed for as much as 46 hours. Researchers once thought that only the sun could disturb the ionosphere so much. Solar flares bathe the top of our atmosphere with ultraviolet and X radiation, sending waves of ionization rippling through the ionosphere. Sound familiar? Earthquakes and tsunamis have the same effect. In fact, the disturbances over Japan were akin to a series of strong X-class solar flares. In some ways, tsunamis are even worse. The disturbances they produce last for days, and because of reflections, can be very complicated. Reflected waves near Japan in 2011 caused chaotic nighttime twinkling of GPS satellite signals, enough to cause some GPS devices to completely lose lock. Well, you can see the original article I've been quoting at spaceweatherarchive.com. It in turn leads to the original scientific publication. Propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder, issued May 4th. Geomagnetic field expected to be generally quiet or quiet to unsettled throughout the outlook period, and key indices of 5 and 2 except for a peak to 10 and 3 on May 18th. Solar flux steady at 70 through at least May 30th. Be safe, everyone. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2033 with a standard disclaimer.